Howdy there, folks. My name is Sydney, and welcome to Guilt of Existence, a podcast geared toward finding peace on our dying planet. We've all been on the receiving end of bad gifts, right? But maybe you've also given your share of bad gifts, too. Don't worry, I'm also guilty. One year for my brother's birthday, I got him this decorative paperweight. I'm not exactly sure what it was meant to be honest. I don't really think it could have had much of a purpose other than that. It was a sparkly pink rectangular prism, and there was this picture of a squirrel inside, decked out in pink bling. And also inside of this paperweight were the words, "You make motherhood look great." My brother is a farmer, so he doesn't have any use for paperweight. He's not a mother. He doesn't care about the color pink, nor does he have strong feelings about squirrels, so this gift was absolutely useless. Now, I knew it would be. I bought it for all of 50 cents just to get a laugh out of him, but even though it was deliberate, there's no denying that it's a bad gift, aside from the short-lived laugh. Why exactly, though, is it a bad gift? What makes something a bad gift? In my opinion, something is a bad gift if it's not going to be used for anything. Now, it feels a bit harsh to call a gift bad, since most of us don't intentionally purchase useless gifts for someone. So I am now making the executive decision that all useless gifts will now be referred to as PSPs, in reference to the useless, yet iconic, pink squirrel paperweight. You may be asking yourself, Sydney, how do PSPs relate to the environment? Well, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but it has to be done. I'm sorry. Your eco-friendly gift ideas may be PSPs. Let me explain. As environmentalists, we might feel obligated to gift others with things that are eco-friendly because we want to give items that will help others help the environment. Good intentions and a good idea in theory, but what we sometimes fail to consider is the reality of whether or not the receiver will actually use those homemade beeswax wraps or set of reusable straws, or other items that are associated with eco-friendly living. Now, don't get me wrong, those can be absolutely wonderful gifts for the right person. I just think that we need to take the time to assess whether or not, one, it's a functional gift that the receiver will actually use, and two, if this is something that they may already have. If it's not functional for the receiver, if they may already have it and wouldn't be able to use a second one, it might be a PSP. So, in this episode, my goal is to help you avoid giving PSPs and instead become a master of gifting environmentally conscious yet useful gifts with Guilt of Existence functional and eco-friendly gift-giving guide. I've also put together some graphics to summarize these ideas on my Instagram page, which is just Guilt of Existence. So check that out if you want a summary later on. Let's rock and roll, you holly jolly tree huggers. If you've had it up to here with consumerism, you guys can't see me obviously, but I'm reaching up so high right now, I can literally touch the Tesla that Elon Musk shot into space for absolutely no reason. Anyway, you could just straight up not do gifts. I know the gift-giving tradition runs deep for a lot of folks, so if you're one of them, do not come at me with your festive pitchforks decorated with holly and glimmering menacingly in the moonlight. I still have some actual ideas for you, so cool your jets. But deciding not to do gifts does not mean the holidays should lose their excitement. In fact, I think that it presents an opportunity to create new traditions. Maybe you spend that time watching old home movies with your family. Maybe you choose a board game to play with your friends. Maybe you bundle up and go for a winter walk. Maybe you decide to watch all the Christmas-themed Saturday Night Live episodes. Maybe you're forced to participate in this fun thing called get pneumonia from chasing your dog down the road in the middle of a snowstorm because he thinks you're playing a freaking game. The possibilities are endless, and there are no rules. So get creative, my friends. An idea that I would like to get on board with is to take the money that you would typically allocate to gifts, and instead of buying something for the receiver, you donate it to a cause that is special to them. or if there's something that is dear to both of you, you could just go in on the donation together. This might work best for couples or a group of folks that are all in agreement that they don't want to receive physical gifts anymore, and it's an opportunity to help make a change for a worthy cause, whatever that may be to you or your friends or your family or whoever you're going to do this with. I don't know. I haven't got all the logistics figured out yet, but it is something to consider. Now, for those of you who aren't quite ready to give up gifting entirely, I will now present to thee a few more sustainable gift ideas and traditions, starting with Secret Santa. A lot of you are probably familiar with this, but for those who are not, a Secret Santa gift exchange works like this. Everyone who's participating has their name put in a container. Once all the names are in there, everyone takes their turn pulling out a name, and whoever's name you get, you are now responsible for being their Secret Santa and buying them a gift within the decided price range. You're not supposed to tell anyone who you're buying for, so they don't find out until the gifts are actually exchanged. I feel like this option is a great stepping stone towards a less materialistic holiday season, if you're gonna set reasonable limitations on like the price limit and all of that stuff. It works out for those who hate holiday shopping because they only have to worry about one thing for one person instead of multiple. On the other hand, though, people who love holiday shopping still have a reason to experience that thrill, but instead of having to worry about buying multiple gifts for multiple people, they can focus on buying one really awesome, thoughtful, functional gift for one person. The expectation to buy something for everyone adds a lot of stress, costs a lot of money, and oftentimes results in mediocre gifts that people may or may not use. I'm looking at you, generic prepackaged spa gift basket. Anyway, the pros of doing a Secret Santa gift exchange are that it'll save everyone time, money, and ever so slightly loosen the grip that consumerism has on all of us because you're only buying for one person. The only hard part might be getting everyone on board with the idea, but I feel like if you're willing to be the person to explain and organize it, it might be easier for you to get everyone on board. Now, moving right along to actual gift ideas, one option I recommend is getting higher quality versions of items that they might already buy. Now, I know this kind of contradicts what I said earlier about considering whether or not they already have something like the gift you're considering, but I make an exception for consumables. This is because consumables are meant to be used up fairly quickly, so even if they already have a certain type of something, they will likely use it up and need to get some more. However, I do want to emphasize quality. To me, a higher quality version that they wouldn't necessarily buy for themselves makes it feel more gifty. For example, if they enjoy cooking, maybe considering getting them a fancy olive oil or something of the sort. I don't know. People might not want olive oil for Christmas, but whatever. It's just ideas. Bear with me. Anyways, they're likely to use up their olive oil or whatever they're currently using, and then move on to your fancy gifted version. If you're buying for someone who spends a lot of time outside in the cold and they use those single-use hot hand warmer things, rechargeable hand warmers might be a good idea for them. High quality seeds could be nice for someone who already enjoys gardening and maybe even a gardening kit for someone who wants to try gardening but just hasn't got there yet. Houseplants could also be a beautiful idea for someone looking to bring a bit of life and greenery into their home or office. If the person that you're buying for has a business of their own, give some thought on whether they would like some merch with their logo on it. Maybe a hat or a sturdy water bottle or a travel mug, depending on what you think that person would actually use. Gift cards are always a good option as well because you give them to the receiver and they buy themselves something that they're actually going to use, and it takes out the guessing of it. You don't have to try to guess what you're going to get them. Just give them a gift card. Maybe not quite as fancy as like a physical nice wrapped gift, but definitely still a solid choice. Now, if you're struggling to think of a good gift idea for someone, I propose going to a local thrift store and seeing what might speak to you there. Some people might be weirded out by the idea of buying holiday gifts at a thrift store, but I say to hell with that. I think it's possible to find all sorts of goofy and or useful things at secondhand stores, and even if you don't find something that's quite what you're looking for, it might at least spark some ideas, and it's usually can be pretty fun. Thrifted Christmas for the win. Yeah, let's do it. For any physical gifts that you might buy, you might also want to consider some more sustainable gift wrapping options as well. In my family, we've been reusing some of the same gift bags and boxes for years. Newspaper can also make for an interesting wrapping paper alternative. I've also seen folks use fabric to wrap gifts, which seems even fancier to me than the nice wrapping paper, if you can find some nice fabric, again, at a thrift store. So just think about what are some alternative ways that you can wrap these gifts that aren't going to be as wasteful as wrapping paper. An option that is even better for the environment and the gift receiver is to avoid gifting physical items at all. Experience gifts can be great gifts on their own, but they can also provide a wonderful opportunity to spend time together beyond the holidays, especially since some people may feel more comfortable doing things with someone else by their side. For example, a spa day or a couple's massage session could be a great way to treat someone to some self-care that they wouldn't normally do on their own. Classes for painting, cooking, pottery, etc. could also be a nice experience gift idea. Paying for an online course for someone who enjoys learning may also be a good option. I've never used MasterClass before, but it might be worth looking into, since the last time I looked, they offered some interesting courses, and they even had offered a deal, and this was last year when I looked into it, so I don't know if it's applicable this year, but if you got a subscription for someone else, you also get a subscription yourself. So I don't know, check it out. It doesn't have to be that one. I'm sure there's lots of options. Anyways, concert tickets might be a fun option for the live music lovers in your life, and you don't have to buy expensive tickets for the biggest pop stars in the world or whoever they listen to. You could even listen to someone that you guys have never actually listened to before, and it could be a great opportunity to, you know, hear some new music and then just kind of bond over the opportunity. And if the music sucks, then at least you can laugh about it and you got out to go do something. So I don't know. You could also look into paying for a like year-long subscription type thing for different apps or services that they might enjoy. One popular one might be meditation apps if the person you're looking for is into that. Something that I've subscribed to and love is the Pick Up Limes app, which they offer plant-based recipes and nutrition recommendations for various stages of life. I first discovered them on YouTube, and they have just really blossomed into such a beautiful company. I don't know what to call them. Anyways, check out their YouTube channel to see what they're about, and I'll go ahead and link it in the description. This is obviously not sponsored because I literally am the only person that listens to this podcast, but I just really, really love what they do. So check out the description. Another interesting idea that I've heard of is getting a flash drive and filling it with media that you associate with that person or that you think they'd enjoy. Songs, movies, memes, you name it. Personally, I would love if someone took the time to make something like this for me. This might be a little too specific for some folks, but an idea that I've had for my mom is to give it for like an hour-long audio loop of our late cat Butter purring. Butter was the most cuddly boy ever and would curl up on your chest at night and just purr endlessly. My mom and I both found this so calming, especially for sleep, so I thought that it would be a nice way to memorialize him for her, and for me as well, and for whoever else would, you know, want to listen to that. I haven't done it yet, but I plan on plucking the audio out of some old videos I have of him and kind of making a podcast out of it. Or something. I don't know how I'll get that to where it needs to be, but maybe I'll share it as a bonus episode of GOE for anyone else who might be able to find some peace from the purrs of a cuddly orange cat named Butter. We will see what I end up doing. That brings me to the end of my gift ideas, but there is one don't of sustainable gift giving that I want to help you avoid, and that is clothing. With the exception of nice durable socks or other useful accessory like wearables, unless they specifically request it or you hear them say, wow, this is really my style, do they have it in a size blah blah blah, if you don't hear that, don't buy them clothes. as someone who has felt a lot of shame over what I look like, it can be uncomfortable and upsetting to receive clothing that just doesn't fit. And before anyone says, "You should be grateful that they thought of you and got you anything," I know, I freaking know. And at the end of the day, when it comes to gift giving, people have good intentions. Of course they want you to like what they got you. And yes, we should try to show a bit of tact when receiving a gift that has missed the mark, because it really is the thought that counts. But if the situation arises before the gifts are purchased and you're talking about the holidays and gifts and whatnot, and someone asks you, you know, what do you want for the holidays? I wouldn't be afraid to tell people that you don't want clothes, unless you do, in which case you can ignore the spiel. But for those of us who don't want other people buying us clothing, a lot of us compromise our own feelings because we want to be polite, and we think that being direct makes us look rude. But being a straight shooter about what you want and what you don't want does not make you rude. In fact, it makes the situation a whole lot easier because you've set a clear boundary and there's no wishy-washiness about it. If someone asks you what you want for the holidays, all you have to say is, "Please don't buy me clothing, but I would appreciate X, Y, or Z." You've made it clear that you don't want clothes while still providing some ideas for whoever may be buying you gifts. All right, folks, that is the end of GOE's gift-giving guide for this year. In hindsight, this certainly would have been better as a blog post or something, but I don't have a blog. I have a podcast. Anyway, hopefully this helps you avoid gifting PSPs this year. If you think these ideas suck and all else fails, you can always just give out cold hard cash. Until next time, folks.